Weiter in Shas, we're in Bava Kamed of Kuf, Yud, Gimel, picking it up around, I don't know how many, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines down or so. First one of the line is Amar Rav Chista. Kovin's Ban Sheni V'chamisha V'sheni. Let's say we're talking again to summoning someone to court, and if they don't come, they go into Cherim. So let's say, what do? We ask them to come on Monday, Thursday, and then Monday. Zimna V'zimna Basa Zimna. Right, we set up one appointment, another appointment, another appointment. Ulamacha Kasvina, and then the very next day, the Tuesday after the last Monday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, we write a shtar of Cherim if he doesn't come. We do the whole last day. Now, Ravasi Ikla be Rav Kahana. Ravasi went to visit by Rav Kahana. Chaza he itza de azmina le dina b'panya. He saw that there was a woman that she was called to court on the evening time. Ubetzafra kasevale psicha. And she didn't come by the next day, so he wrote a cherem thing against her. Amalei says, I don't understand. Lo sarav lo ma'ar lahan amar Rav Chisa. You don't know if Rav Chisa said the kovin zman sheni v'chamisha v'sheni. We give Monday, Thursday, Monday. Amalei said back, hani mili gavad ani yas leis the masa. That's only talking about a man. But that guy, he's in out of town, he's got work to do, he's running around, all that jazz. But it's a woman, since she's in town and she doesn't show up, even though she's in town and she could be coming, she could be showing up, therefore, she's called a meredes, a rebelli, or someone's rebelling, and therefore she can put a chair right away. We don't give hazmanas, we don't give summons during the months of Tishrei, of Nisa, the months of Tishrei. Rashi says, "Emazam and Adam Nisa v'Tishrei Shen Saman Katsir or Batsir." These are the time they're involved with their working the fields. Rashi says, "V'lo Yomei Tishrei, V'lo B'Malei Yom Tava, and not on Erev Yontif, V'lo B'Malei Shabta, and not on Erev Shabbos." There's a time when they're harvesting the stuff in Nisan, the grain and the grapes are in Tishrei, so they're very busy over there. Therefore, they don't come. And not on Erev Yontif, and not on Erev Shabbos. Avo minisa labasi yom minisim, but on Nisan for after Nisan, that's just Shochem Shiyavo b'yom ploni by Iyar, to come in the month of Iyar, of yomi Tishrei labasi Tishrei, or of Tishrei for after Tishrei, then kavinam, we do such a thing, that we would send a subpoena. Mimali Shabbos labasi l'mayu Shabbos, but for Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, look, kavinim, that we don't do. My time, why? Because by vidite Shabbos atorit, they're so busy working with the Shabbos stuff, and therefore he's going to end up forgetting the fact that he got called in. And yes, we don't do it then. Amar Rav Nachman, lo yivin zimna, lo lebnei kala bikala, v'lo bnei rigla b'rigla. We don't give a subpoena. We don't call them to come to court, not during the time of Kala. Kala is a shear that was given, like a Yarchi Kala, it's called. Rashi says, Boyin l'shmo ha-drosha, I was coming to hear the drosha, b'chol Shabbos, ein omen lo ba b'yom sheni l'din, d'mimana v'lo asi l'kala, because you're going to stop the person from coming to the shear if you do such a thing, because every time he comes, he shows up, he gets a subpoena, gets a summons, he's not going to come. V'lo b'nei rigla b'rigla, and also people come to the rigla, is also a regel. Rashi says it's boy in the shmo hilchos a regal called the regal lam yom. Every Shabbos there was a shear, and 30 days before Yom Tov there was a shear. We don't go in and give summons and subpoenas during those times. Ki hava asel chamidu Rav Nachman, when people would come in front of Rav Nachman on during the kala, and they would ask, you know, could you set up that this person comes to court? Amalei would say, v'chile didchu kinufaychu, is it for you that I made this gathering? Rashi says tzarich. Didn't Chaim Mikalti Yisrael, but you think I gathered you all in order to go and do that? Of course not. I did this in order to forgive Shir. But nowadays, we have Ramai and we have tricksters that they come to the Shir in order to get out of having to get called to court. Chayshina, and then we suspect that this is what the people are trying to do to get out of called to court. Therefore, we do it even if they go to the Shirim. But not if we know someone who's not doing that. Then for sure, we don't do it. But someone that we suspect, then we go and we call them to court even during that. So we said at the Mishnah that if somebody goes and steals something and he leaves it to the Yarshim, they don't have to return it to the original owner. They don't have to give it back. Because, again, it was Yish and Shinoi Rishos. But if there's a Chayas, Dover Shishba Chayas, then they're going to be Chayav to go and pay. Now, Masili Rabbi Levi Shimon. Baray, Rabbi taught Rabbi Shimon his son, Lo Davar Sheyesh Bo Achrayas Mamish. This is not talking about actual property that's like Achrayas, that Yeah, Mosef Rashi brings out that says that Lo Shagazal Karka V'Nichal Eflam. It's not that they stole land. Even if they stole a cow and they're plowing with it, and everyone knows that this belongs to the one they stole. Chamor Mechamer Achav, or Chamor, and he's guiding it by walking behind this. Chayim Nachsim B'nei Kvodavim, and they have to return it because of the honor of their father. Because everyone's going to go and see him, like, oh, look at that, the father stole it, what kind of guy he was. Boy, Mini Rav Kana Mirav, Mita Umesev Aleha. Let's say a father stole a bed, and the Yarshim are now lying on it. Right? Rashi says, Kivin to Midi Deko, Begav Beso, since it's something inside of the house, V'lo Mitchilam, the world's not seeing it, Kipar, like a cow, a chamor, and a donkey, V'lek Zusa Lavur, and it's not really embarrassment for the father. Maybe say people do come in and they see, and therefore there is Ilusa. So back in the Gemara, Mito Mesa Balea, Shulchan Roch Alav, and there's a table, and people go and they eat on that table. Amau, what's going to be done then? Do we say, like we said, it's inside, so we're not worried people are going to be in the embarrassment of the father that died, who would have liked to return it, but now it's, you know, didn't. Or do we say that it is, people are going to come inside, and they're going to see it eventually, it's going to be embarrassing, what do you do? Amarlo, tein l'chacham yechem od, give to a wise man, and he'll become even wiser. Meaning to say that giving a wise man some information, then he'll know more information. Once a chacham is taught that the yarsha have to return a cow or a donkey, we're going out the same thing applies to a bed. Also, Rashi says, Kipar v'chamor, kain mito v'shulchan. Tutu mito v'shulchan, so return it for the embarrassment of the father, for the honor of the father. Zog the next Halakha Mishnah, ein partin lo mitevas hamochsin v'lo mikishel gaboyin. You're not allowed to go and be porate, that means make change. If you have like a $100 bill and you want to make it into 250s, let's say, you can't do that from the tevas hamochsin. Mochsin is from Lashon of Mechis. Mechis is the customs. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, or pretty much any country of the world, but you know, you come in, you got to go to the green line if nothing, red line is something to declare, it's called Mechis, the customs. So you're not allowed to take from that box. Lo mikishel gaboyin, or from the gaboyin, were the ones that would go and collect also taxes. You're not allowed to go and take from the box. You're not allowed to take tzedakah from them. Why is this? All these issues are because of the are a bunch of ganavim. Rashi says lahachlif slaim prutos miad mochsin lito la prutos mitivas and shenosim ba moos hameches v'chem mikishal gabay hameches shegova kesef gulgolos v'arunon l'fichein shel gezel. All of this is gezel. Gemara is going to explain why that is. Aval notil mitoch beiso, but the guy who's a collector, Rashi says the moches, the actual tax collector, the customs agent, you could take from his money himself, from his house, or minashuk, or you could change from his money, his property, his personal wallet money, because it's not from the actual box itself, which is the problem. If you have to go and you have to pay, if you have to pay him because you're kind of stuck here, you owe, let's say, a couple of prutos. You don't have like change. You only have a big one. You're allowed to give him, and then umekabel, mekabel amen aprutos b'shava chetzio mipneshu kematzil biyado. You'll have to go ahead and get change from that if you have to pay, because it's like saving it from his hand. You're going to end up losing out otherwise. You don't have to lose out because of that. Umoxin. Hold on one second. Hold one second. How is it possible? How can the money that's taken by the customs, why are we calling that it's stolen money? V'amar Shmuel, dina d'machus adina. Shmuel says the law of the land is a law, right? This is a famous idea. That says, v'zeh shekibel es ha-meches min ha-melech b'davar kotzuv kach v'kach l'shana in gazlan. This customs collector is just doing what the job is over here, right? So we know that this is given by the king, the rule to do it. Jewish law also holds of dina d'malchusa dina. The Torah gives this idea that a non-Jew has the ability of going and taxing things and things like that. And the Yid is a chiyuv to go out to follow such a thing over here. So why is there a problem? Rav Chinah bar Kana Amar Shmuel b'moches she'ein kitzva. We're talking about b'moches she'ein kitzva means Rashi says lenoto k'chol cheftzo. He was given, he takes as much as he wants. The king didn't actually give a particular amount. He allowed him to go out and give whatever he wants, basically. And that already is a problem. Another answer, Tvera Biyani Omri, but Moches Owen Meir Love. We're talking about a guy who is self-appointed. The king didn't set him up. Rashi says, Shalom Eitzamelech, Afili Yeshlo Kitzvah. And even if there's X amount that he's be taking over here, he's not allowed to go ahead and do this in the first place. But the guy's got him. Ikedamasi La'aha. Some say that it was taught on something else. A person can't wear kilayim, that's a wool and linen mixed together, right? And even on top of 10 garments in order to go and get out of having to pay meches. Even though this kavanah is not at all to get hanah from wearing this, just to be able to get out of having to escape having to wear, having to pay the tax, because they used to go and tax only people that things they were carrying, but not things that they were wearing, and they can get out by wearing it. So you also have to do that. Masnisa d'lo k'Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah does not go with Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, for learning in a Braisa, also la'avriach es meches, it's also to wear this kilayim, this matzav, in order to get out of having to pay meches. So Rishimon Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, mutter la'avriach es meches. It's okay, it's a mutter to do such a thing, to wear this kilayim to get out of it. Bishlam l'nei kilayim ba'al k'mifugi. It makes sense in reference to wearing kilayim that they're arguing that what the marsav are dover shein miskavin mutar. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that I don't have a kavanah for this, and therefore it's dover shein miskavin, and that's considered mutar. Marsav are dover shein miskavin also, but the other one, another opinion, Tanakama there, he says that dover shein miskavin is going to be also, and therefore even wearing it to get out of meches is going to be a problem. That's only where the machlokas is, but the machlokas is not in reference to getting having to pay the taxes. But is it really okay to do such a thing? Because it seems like everyone there is saying it's fine, but is it really okay? Shmuel said, it's a din of the malchus. And therefore you got to pay. That's the halacha. We're talking about a guy who has no limit. The Rabbi Yani Amar B'mochi Samar Me'elov, a guy who was self-appointed. And that's where they taught these ideas. V'ikad Damasi, and there's some that taught it on the following, a whole another answer. Nodrin Lahargin L'charmin L'mochsen, this is a throwback to Nedarim, that you're allowed to go and make a neder to murderers, plunderers, or those who are customs officials. She shall truma, to say they want to come steal something from you, you're allowed to say, oh, this is truma, and therefore it's usher for someone who's not a kohen. Shehi shel beis melech, we say, oh, this belongs to the king, so don't mess with that. Af b'sheno shel truma, af b'sheno shel melech, even though it's not from the truma, and even though it's not from the melech. Now, ulemochsen, frekta gemara, but how is he able to go and say that to the customs guy, and now he's not going to pay? Amar Shmuel, tehi d'malchus d'dina, you have to go follow the halacha. Amar Rav Chanina bar Kana, Amar Shmuel, b'mochsen lo kitzva. We're dealing with one that has no kitzva, but there's no limit over there, so it's stealing from you. Devei Rabbi Yani Amri, b'mochsen someone me'erlov. Again, it's a guy who just appointed himself, a self-appointed guy. Rav Ashi Amar, another answer, b'mochsen kenani. This is talking about a mochsen who is a Canaanite. And this guy is taking more than the king allowed him to do, says Rashi. Ve'ein lochush im gozlo. Hecha deleka chil Hashem. She'ein mevin shezeh mchzev. D'tanya. Like we learned in the Braisa, Yisrael u'kenani anas shebo l'din. If you have a yid and a kenani anas is a ganav, and they come to a judgment, right? Basically what's happening is we know there's a Kanani here, not Evid, a Ganav Kanani, who comes to sue a Yid. Imat Yochel Zakeu Bedina Yisrael Zakeu. If you're able to go out and exonerate the Yid, you're able to be Mazakim by Jewish law, using Jewish law, then do it. Ve'emerlo kach dinenu. You just say this Ganav, this is our din. Bedina Kananim, if you're able to do it with the din of Kananim, Kananite law, Zakeu ve'emerlo kach dinchem, help him out and say this is your din. If not, buy in a love by kifin. What you got to do now is got to use serious strategy. He says Rashi b'chachma chapotinasi. So you got to come with wisdom in order to you can get him off. You can get him off the hook over here. Diver b'shmal azay gezakt. Rabbi Yishmael. Again, we're talking about a ganavir who's going to mess a guy over. Rabbi Kiva Omer ain't buy in a love by kifin. If they can Hashem, you're not going to come back kifin. Can't come with all these strategies on this guy. Because of Kiddush Hashem. Can't be violating any issue here of Kiddush Hashem. Now, hold on 1 second. Rabbi Akiva, time and deka Kiddush Hashem, halakha Kiddush Hashem. Boy, you're telling me that this only because of Kiddush Hashem is the issue, but if it wouldn't have been a Kiddush Hashem issue, then you're allowed to do all these all this shtick to try to figure out a way to get him out. Vatanya, we're looking to the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Dover Zed, Darash Rabbi Akiva, Kishaba Mizfirin, that this was donned when Rabbi Akiva came from Mizfirin, which is where he's from. Minayin Legezel Kanani Shu Aser. How do we know that stealing from a Kanani stealing from a guy is aser. Talmud Lomar, because the Torah says, it's talking about a Yid who sells himself to be a slave to a Kanani. Chare Nimkar, Gula TLO. After he's been sold, he shall have a redemption. Someone should go and redeem him, to go ahead and to make sure that you pay. Oh, interesting. They're saying you have to go and pay to get him out. Beep, turn the page. Gufid Gimel. Ahmed Bey, Shelo Yimshechenu Vietze. Means to say that you shouldn't pull him out and then get him out just by, you know, escaping over there. In other words, you're not allowed to just steal him back. Rashi says, Klomar, Shelo Yitzu Bezden Miyada Kusi. Alabagula, you got to be goel him. It means you got to pay in order to go ahead and get it back. So you see, clearly you're not allowed to steal over here. Yachol. Yachol Yiglom Alav. Maybe you think that maybe if we have to buy back this Jew, then even if he like doubles or triples the price, we would buy him back. Talmud Lomar v'chishav im koneu. He has to make a reckoning with the one that bought it, which means yedaktik im koneu. That is, be exacting with the one who paid for him. You got to pay what the actual value is. So it seems over here clearly, we keep saying, you said before, don't do that because of Chil Hashem, as if otherwise it'd be mutter. But over here it seems to be saying, even without the issue of Chil Hashem, it's still going to be a problem. This is Gemara, Rav Yosef, Lo Kasha. Ha Bekanani, the first one, the first Dan is talking about a Kanani, and Ha Beger Toshav. The other one's talking about a Ger Toshav, which we know Ger Toshav is someone who doesn't do over the Zara, he eats Nevelas. That guy's called the Ger Toshav. So Rabbi Kiva would say that the Isser applies only in the case of a Ger Toshav. Amar Lai Abai. Abai said, Vaha Tarvayo Gabi Adadiksivi. But both these, Kanani and the Ger Toshav, are mentioned both in the Psuk over here, which Asir is stealing the Yid from the master. So if both of them are applying there, then we, Hadra Kushal Duchte, we back to our question. Well, how do we see that? The Pasuk says, Lo Lecha. Ella Leger, Shenemar Leger. Pasuk is saying, not to you is he going to sell himself, but to a Ger. Shenemar Leger, Velo Leger Tzedek, and not only to a Ger Tzedek, a righteous Ger, Ella Leger Toshav, to one who's not even Jewish. Shenemar Leger Toshav. Mishpachas Ger, and then the Pasuk says, Mishpachas Ger, Zeh Ovikochav, and this is someone who's doing a Vodazara. Kishu Omer Ola Eker, and when it says, or to an idol, Zeh Nimkar Lavodazkochav, and this is talking about someone who is sold to Vodazara. All these matzavim, the Torah says that you have to go and begoil this person. You have to get him out. And the Rebbe Kiva is learning out that it's also to go and steal this yid from his master. So if it comes out of here, this isser of robbery is also protecting an avodah zarenik as well. So what's our answer? Ela Marava, Gemara says the idichinami, stealing from a guy is usser. And so how do we understand Rebbe Kiva's two different ways of understanding? Ela Marava Lokasha, kan begizelo. In the second din of Rabbi Kiva, it's talking about kan b'gzeilo, someone who's robbing him, v'kan b'afka salvaso. And the other one, the first one, is talking about where he's being mafka, mufka, is canceling a loan. Rashi she'ein gezel mamish shari, ki lekechil l'ashem, l'avriach ha'meches ha'veka afka salvaso. Right, holding on payment that belongs to him. The Gemara was thinking that holding back is also like stealing. Rav is saying no. When the Torah assers stealing, it's only actually stealing from him, but not holding back payment. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva's first din, which he says that someone has to pay this ganav, kadani, maybe he's going to steal from the future, he would be allowed to hold back if not for the fact that it's going to be a chilal Hashem. Amalei Abaye says, but Eved Ivri hafka salvasu, but Eved Ivri, if you take an Eved Ivri from the Kanani, that's just like me mafka. It's like canceling the loan. And Rabbi Kiva said, learned out from the Torah that this also is going to be aser. Basically, as Rashi puts it, it's like an Eved, a Jew that sells himself is never really sold as like property, but it's kind of like a deal. And that is that the Kanani is like lending him money and he's like paying it back by working for him. So the Gemara is going to say, how would Rava answer this? Rava Latame, Dama Rava, Evid Ivri, Gufo Karnoi. Says that Evid Ivri is actually owned by his master. So according to Rava, it's actually stealing when you go and you take it, and therefore it's not just canceling a loan. And that's going to be a problem. Rashi says, Kol Sheishanim, Vinimsa Shigazlo Mamish, if you go and take him without paying for it. Amar Rav Bibi Bar Gidel Amar Rav Shimon Chasida Gezel Kanani Aser. Stealing from a Kanani is Aser. Avedasu Mutaris Bari. If it's something he lost, that's going to be Mutar. I mean, if you find it, you don't have to go and to return it. Does Gemar Gezelu Aser Damer Rav Huna Minayin LeGezel Kanani Shoser. I don't know stealing from a Kanani is Aser. Shenemar V'Achalta Eskola Amim Asher Hashem Elkecha Nosen Lach. You will consume all the stuff of all the nations that Hashem your God will deliver to you. Which we say is, Bizman Shem Misurim Biyodcha, it's only mattering eating the stuff only when they're delivered to you. But not when it's not Misurim Biyodcha, not when it's not given to your hands. So if there's a war, if there's a milchama, that's one thing, but if not, you're not allowed to. Avedasa Mutaris, how do you know Avedas is going to be Mutar? Dom Rav Chama Bar Guri, Omer Rav. Minayin Avedas HaKonim Shibu Taris, how do you know if the lost object of a Goy is Mutar? Shanem, the Pasuk says, Lechol Avedas Achicha. For all the Aveda of your brother, that you have to go and give it back. You only return that which is your brother's. Via Tamachsi the Kanani, but you don't return that which is the Kanani's. Maybe we should say that this Torah applies only when it wasn't yet in your hands. And you don't have to, you're not chayav to go after it. Once it came into your hands, you picked it up, you have to go ahead and you'd have to attack and return it. Maybe just saying you don't have a chayav of going and when you see something, picking it up and returning it. But if you already picked it up, then attack you would have to return it. Amravina umitsasa, and which you find, the asilidei mashma, which is saying that it's already in your hands, and imkozeh, you don't have to go return it. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Binuchas Binyaya, Omer Bemakum Shish Chilul Hashem, I feel Avedasa Aser. If there's a place where it's going to be a Chilul Hashem, then even his Aved, even his lost object, is going to be Aser for you to go and take. We're not allowed to make a Chilul Hashem. Chalila. Worst thing we could be doing over here is being Mechal Hashem Shemayim. The goal is to be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. Let's try and do that. Amar Shmuel. Tauso Muteris. What we call Taus Akam, that's Mutar. That's just Yichai of Loli Yisrael, Vitaa Mechazim, Nalek Chilul Hashem. If Guy owes to you, he makes a mistake in Chazim. Instead of giving me 10 bucks, he'll give me $15. He's not going to know about it, and there's not a problem. Kiha de Shmuel Zavin Mikusi Lakta Dahava Bemar Beparzel of Arab Zuze. Like the situation where Shmuel bought a bowl made of gold from this Kusi instead of a copper one, and he paid 4 zuz with it. He thought that it was copper, it was really gold. Rashi says, Mitzvah Shazah, Bechetzke Shon Lechoshes. The Avla Le Chad Zuza. And Shmuel put one more zuz into the payment. He paid 5, he didn't pay 4. Rav Kahana, what did he do? Zavon Mikusi Mea Ve'esim Chavyosa B'mea. He ended up buying 120 barrels from Mikusi for the price of 100. Ve'avla Le Chadzuza. And he put an extra zuz in it. The reason why he put this extra thing is that if a guy ever noticed, he'll say, oh, I didn't even pay the original thing anyway. I gave you more. I guess, oh, this whole thing was a mistake. Amar Le Chazei Da'alach Ka'as Amichna. And he said to them, see that I'm relying on you. Rashi says, what does that mean? Va'amar of Kahana Lakusi Chazid Alach Samichna Eino Mona Osam. He didn't count them himself. Kadei Lahotzi Atzmo Menachshad, so that there's no suspicion. Oh, you counted and you knew and you didn't give it. Point is, a Tos Akum is Moter. Another story. Avina Zavin Diklahu Dekusi Tzlacha. Avina and this Kusi bought a palm tree in order to cut it up, and then they were going to share what they did. Rashi says, Lebeka to cut it up. Amar Le Lashame. He said to his right-hand man, "Katam aisi meyikro, go first and take from the bottom of the tree. Take from the bottom of the tree." Rashi says, "Paskis shel sara ika kach tzarchi shehim oven." These ones are thicker. The kusi minyana yada. Because the kusi, what does he care about? He just wants to make sure it's split equally. I get 10 pieces, he gets 10 pieces. But let's take from the bottom so we get thicker. Rashi says, "The kusi minyana yada minyan ha." A puskim mana of a low nusin in of kamadakim yesh, kamagasim yesh, doesn't care how thick or not. Ravashi have a kazibarach, he was going along the way. He has a shivsha de gufna, but pardeso, tlebo ktufe de inve. So he's traveling along his way. What does he see? He saw there was a branch of a vine in an orchard from their grapes clusters that hang on it. Shivsha de gufna, pardeso, tlebo ktufe de inve. Amle Shami says to him, zil chazi de kusin inu, I see. Go see if they are guys, the kusis bring them. But if not, if they're Jews, don't go and take them from me. As we're going to see, Ravashi was going to pay. But he knew that if it was a Jew, the Jews aren't going to take the money from him. But a guy would take the money from him. But, he, you know, as he was saying, if it's a guy, he's taking it. If it's a Jew, don't take it. That's all the people around heard. Shabbat, who kusi davi yasim b'paradisa. There was this guy that was sitting over there, and he heard what's going on. He didn't know he was going to pay. Amalei, and so he says to him, kusi shari, what is it? Is it mutter? You're allowed to go ahead and take it? You don't have to pay for it? Amalei says back to him, kusi shakil demei. You saw lo shakil demei. He says, no, a guy, he's going to take my money. But a Jew, he's not going to want to even take my money. So that's why I said, find out if it's a guy and then take it, I'll pay him. Gufa. Amar Shmuel, Dina de Malchusa, Dina. Dina de Malchusa, Dina de Malchusa. The law of the land is a law. You got to keep it. Amar Rava, Teda, you got to know. Dikatle, Dikle, Vigashre, Gishre, Vavrina, and Alayu. You know, this is true, Dina de Malchusa, Dina. You know what they would do? There are people that would work for the king. They would come and they would cut down palm trees. And they wouldn't even care, like ask the owners about it, and they would just make bridges with them, and they would go ahead, and we would go and cross the bridges. It was a bit of a problem to use bridges that were stolen from people and just taken and used there, unless it's Dina Mechusa Dina. This is what the king wants to happen over here. Therefore, we would go and use them. Maybe the only reason why you're allowed to do it is because they're miyayish. But if they weren't be miyayish, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Amalei says back, Ilo Dina de Machusa Dina, Heichem Yayashi. If it's not for the Dina de Machusa Dina, then how would their being Miyayish allow us to use it? Only Yish and Shina Rishus would allow us to do this, and here we didn't have that. Rashi's claiming, Me have a Yish, Ha Yish Kedi, have it would be a Yish by itself. Ain't Kan Shina Rishus, Shina Rishus a Rabbi, and Shina Rishus a Rabbi, Shina Maisa, Nami Lekha, the Hashta Nami, Gova the Dikla Mikri. It's still called. Go for the dikla. It's still called these, you know, these palm branches over here. So therefore, it must be that's really because of Dina Chasavina. I've all ko avide kedama malka, but the ones who chopped it down, they didn't do what the king said. Malka amazilu v'kitlu mikol bagi. The king said, go and cut down from all the valleys. Rashi says bika. Ve'inu azu v'katu michad baga. But they came along and they all chopped it down from only one area. From only one valley. So why are we allowed to use these bridges if it's not really Dina de Malchusa Dina anymore? Because they didn't listen what happened over there. Rashi says, V'holav di shuchusa kadama malka v'yishtakach l'lav Dina de Malchusa hu v'amai avrinu l'lai. Why are we allowed to go and pass over them? Shlucha de malka kamalka v'lo tarach. The answer is that the shliach of the melech has the same status like of the king himself for that reason, for that purpose, as Rashi, ain't a love lechach. He doesn't have to burden himself. Felikach mizechad, mizechad. He doesn't have to go take from this stuff and that file. He goes everything together. Ve'inu afsid and afshayo. And they brought their own loss. Meaning, those are living in that one valley, which also their trees there. The iboyelu, the inkut mikule bagi, mishkadami. Mishkadami. Because they should have gotten compensated from the other ones in the other valleys. And collect the money from them, but they didn't do such a thing. That's their own problem. So in other words, the shliach comes out, starts cutting down trees. Really, should take from each one of the valleys. It's kind of like a tax. But he goes to only one valley. He doesn't want to travel to 20 valleys. So he cuts down everything there. And they should have gone to all the other ones and say, hey, pay us the value of like one from each one of you so you're able to get back our money. They didn't do that. Therefore, it's not a problem. That's their own issue. But still, Dina de Machusa, Dina. That's where you could use the bridge. We're going to see a case now of a granary. And what's going to happen is they go the same concept that we just saw before, that we have there are a bunch of different guys who have their granary in one, you know, their grain in one granary. They divide amongst everyone, and one guy doesn't take his home. The tax comes, takes all of the stuff from him, and he loses out everything. And the other ones get scot-free. Amarav, a man de mishtakach bevei dari para minasam de malka. The one who's left over, who's found in the granary, he pays the entire thing of what's going on, and then everyone else has to go ahead and reimburse him. Bahani mili shutfa. This is only talking about when they are partners. Avalarisa, if you're talking about sharecroppers, then arisuse hu de kamapik. It's only the sharecroppers. And a sharecropper works the land and gets a certain amount, but he doesn't actually own the land bichlal. Therefore, that stuff, there's a tax can't be taken from it because it's only taken from the land. This guy doesn't have it. If they do take from him, then no one's allowed to take from it because that's considered stealing. Viyamarav, bar masa miavat. Rashi says, "Rishus b'yad Yisrael gabay amelech lemashkein ben ha'ir almas ben ir chaveru tadina mechusadina." That is, if there's a bunch of guys living in the city and he's going from house to house, goes A, B, and C is not there, he ran away to another place. He can go and he can take from B and put on B's responsibility to go get it from C. He's going to start running everywhere. This is only applying when? Only to the land tax and to the head tax. Right. Says Rashi. But the taxes of the previous year, since the king was
Lefayes.
He was soothed and he was taken care of. That is over. Let's talk about where the guy, it's no longer connected to the king. So the tax collector himself, he paid it to the king and then he's going to go get it by himself. That already you can't go and put in somebody else to go take care of it. That's your own problem. You got to find each person. V'yamarava another day. And Hani Didairi Dari. This is talking about the good stuff. Akum Shiesh Lahem Behemos Mezablin Mehen Sados B'schar. So you have these goyim that have animals and they would fertilize the land for schar. They get paid. These are fertilizers. Besocha tchum, if they do it inside of the tchum, of the city, aser likach mehen, it's aser to take the animals from them. My time of why? Bishum dimi arva chivasa demasa badayu, because the animals of the city get mixed with their animals. So they walk through and they end up mixing up all the animals, therefore it might be stolen property here. Chutzat chum to the kachman, but if it's outside of the chum, then you're allowed to go and take from them. Amar Avina, ima yubayla mirad fin achareyam, afilu chutzat chum asar. If the owner's animal is running after him to go get the animal back, then it's also to get it from him, even if they did it outside of the chum, because clearly they went and they stole it. Machiz Rava Vitema Rav Huna, the Sulkin Leila Udinachsin Lisata, those are going up from Bavel to Yisrael, those going down from Yisrael to Bavel. You gotta know the din. Hi Bar Yisrael, the Yada Sadusa Lakusi Velo Tavumine. If a Yid has testimony for a guy but wasn't asked, the Azov Asid Le Bedine de Kuse Al Yisrael Chavre, and then he goes and he testifies in a Goyisha court against his Jew, Mishamtinale. This guy. Straight into Cherem. You're not asked, you don't start best. In my time of why? Because they can go and take money. These judges, non-Jewish judges, they can take money. Beep, turn the page. Apum edechad on the mouth of only one. Says Rashi, v'nim so shefsidu shalokadin. He's being mafsed this guy, shalokadin. V'loam la'o amran elechad. We don't say this except where he's the only one who can testify. But betray lo. If there are two, since... If there are two over there, then since in that case, the law of the Kusim is the same as the Jews, meaning there's two Edom over there, then we don't say that. Now, v'chad nami lorman ela bedine de megista, and even when there's only one, we don't say that except for a case which is a megista, says Rashi, b'nei kfar, shein yodol adum b'mishrot. Talking about village courts, and they don't know what they're doing. Aval beid devar, but if you're dealing with, Rashi says, Shilton, who's a very big ruler, rulership type of court, and inu nami chada mamosa shadule. They also, just like when it comes to Yidden, they don't allow to take money with only one aid. They're allowed to do it only to make a shvua. It says Rashi, I'll pay echad ein motzin mamon. Ava mechayvim bal din shvua, the mechayvim to make a shvua, the hachisha aid kedin Torah. So therefore that can be done. Am Ravashi, Ravashi says, ki avina be Rav Huna, ibaylo, when it's by Rav Huna, we asked, Adam Choshev de Samcher Lekha betray. If you have a Choshev, a person who the government's going to look at this guy like he's two Adam, Mafki Mamona Apume, do we say that they're going to take money out from his mouth of Lo Ibe Leila Sude, and therefore he's not allowed to go and testify? Odoma, do we say, Kevin to Adam Choshev, this is Adam Choshev, Lo Motsin Mishtametlu, he can't get out of it, and therefore he has to go and testify? As such a Choshev, a person, it's hard for him to get out of some sort of testifying without being mechal Hashem Shemayim. And therefore, he's allowed to go, even though maybe it's going to cause him to go and lose that money. And for the Gemara, Teku, good question. We don't know. We got to wait for the answer. And the last case of the day, Mar Avashi. Hi, Bar Yisrael, Lezabin Le'ar, Elovid, Kochav, Mitzri, the Bar Yisrael, Chavre. A Yid who sold a guy land that's on the border of a land that belongs to another Yid. Mishamtin Ale, we are Mishametim. What you doing? My time or why? If you want to say, because of the law that of the law of bar matzra, of property that is right next to another property. This is, if you want to sell property but there's someone right next to you that might want to buy it, and literally next door, you have to give him the first rights to go and to buy it. Because, you know, this is Darabanan Digathin, and let him have the first dibs. You know, if this comes to Boston, someone's going to sell the house, he should ask the people that live right next to him. If one buys from a guy or sells to a guy, this din is not under the law of Bar Metzra. Ella, the reason is that the owner of the property next to can say, Ar bi'is li arya amitra, you put a lion by my border, meaning maybe you're going to go ahead and mess me over here. I'm going to be messed up. They don't have to follow the same laws maybe that we have to do. It says, Gemara, Mishamtin and lay ad de kabel lay kol unsa da'asi mechamasei. So we do put him in chayram, the seller, until he accepts upon himself to pay anything and harm that might come because of this sale. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.